This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's G7 countries are meeting in the south of France, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he plans to push President Donald Trump to de-escalate a trade war with China. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA on Saturday the two sides are fleshing out the details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders and to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban would also be bound to prevent Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, or other terrorist organizations from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and help to defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. This is VOA News. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships says it is now headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. We get the details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian state media reports that government forces now control all of northern Hama province for the first time since 2012. It also said they have encircled a Turkish military monitoring post in the town of Morek. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed Syrian army forces encircling a Turkish military monitoring position in the northern Hama town of Morek. Syrian forces did not, however, attack the Turkish position. Turkish media reported that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will protest the Syrian government advance to Russian President Vladimir Putin when he visits Moscow on Tuesday. Erdogan claims that Damascus has not respected the de-escalation agreement signed in the Russian resort town of Sochi last year. The Syrian government insists that Turkey had agreed to stop supporting what it considers terrorist groups in the Idlib and Hama provinces and to allow the reopening of the strategic main highway linking Syria's two largest cities, Damascus and Aleppo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Police in Hong Kong used tear gas against demonstrators Saturday to disperse a crowd outside a police station at the start of the third month of massive protests. Thousands of demonstrators, some in hard hats and gas masks, charged the station in the industrial Kwantung area Saturday. Some of the protesters threw stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Protesters cut down a smart lamp post because they feared it was being used for surveillance by Chinese authorities. Saturday's demonstration is the latest in a weeks-long movement that began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has been scrapped, and has expanded to include demands for full democracy in Hong Kong. And a Russian Soyuz spacecraft failed to dock with the International Space Station on Saturday. They will try again on Monday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.